If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're not going to rush through this because Leland is not in today. He's on vacation this week, which means, you know, there's always big news. It happens whenever he leaves. So we'll get through a few stories here, and then after the 5 o'clock news, we'll finish whatever we didn't cover. Because, you know, sometimes you just need a break and a little lighter look at things. Let's start with you today, Kevin Powell.
So I've talked about the Atlanta Falcons concessions quite a bit. And the Falcons, it's been a while now, implemented fan-friendly concession pricing. And the Baltimore Ravens are doing the same. Who was the last one to go to a professional sporting event? Mary, weren't you at a Cubs game kind of recently?
I was the end of July.
How much did you drop for a beer at Wrigley? Steve, you've been to Wrigley this summer.
Yeah.
I believe it was $13.
Probably anywhere from like $13 to $15, yeah. Bucks, something like that. It's outrageous, right?
Crazy.
Concessions have just gotten insane. And the Ravens are calling it flock-friendly fare. 11 items under $5. Could you imagine that going to a professional sporting event? You can get a hot dog for $3.50, popcorn for $2, peanuts for $3.50, 12-ounce beer for $4.99.
Ah.
They broke it down. You could feed a family of four for less than $40. That would be four hot dogs, two popcorns, two pretzel bites, couple waters, couple beers. $38.88.
And I wonder if they're still making money on it. I bet they are.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure they are. And more teams need to do this. It's just insane what you have to pay at concessions at pro sporting events, big major concerts.
Anywhere, theaters.
It's insane.
So do the Falcons suck? Are they trying to build attendance? Or
no, Falcons are good. I mean, they're viewed as one of the Super Bowl favorites this year. So, again, it's just kind of a thing to do for your fans that people have been asking for a while, where you shouldn't have to spend so much money on concessions at events. But yeah, Falcons have had that for a while. Now the Ravens are doing. There might be some other teams too. But
is this to every night or?
Yeah, these are all their games.
Wow.
Yeah,
man, you can't get a hot dog anywhere for $3.50 or a beer under $5.
Right.
I don't care whether it's a professional sporting event or not.
The Home Depot, I think you still can.
The Fixin' Franks, those are good.
All right. Who wants to go next, Mary or Steve? And then we'll save the other story for after 5.
Go ahead, Steve.
I would say that I could confidently argue that or state that I have never used DoorDash or Uber Eats or anything like that before.
Wow.
Have you guys?
Ever. Yes, of course. If I'm at the station and I don't have time and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 2 o'clock, show starts, I haven't eaten since last night, I'm ordering DoorDash.
See, that's what pizza delivery is for. I've only had pizza delivered.
Or packing your lunch.
I bring my lunch, yeah. But anyway, Uber's teaming up with Best Buy now. This might be a reason I would use them. So if you need like a headphone jack or something, you can order it and they'll deliver it.
Like, you can do that on, I think, on DoorDash and on Uber. Like, they'll run and get you something from a store that is not a restaurant.
Yeah, they said it's new with Uber, but DoorDash and Instacart have been doing it now for a few years. But, you know, we just were in Lake Geneva and we didn't have the right charger. You know, that becomes an ordeal.
When we lived in the city, there was something in there, I think it's still available, called GoPuff, which was for stuff like that, everyday things.
Right.
And it was great. I haven't been able to find it in the burbs, but downtown, like, it's just kind of any random stuff, or maybe some beer, Steve, and some random stuff, they would go and
get it
for
you. Let's start it. We could do it in the suburbs. We could start it in the suburbs.
If you don't have a car or what? I mean,
or you just want to come.
Can't even just hop in their car anymore and go get something?
No.
You're watching a movie, you've got 18% left on your battery or you don't want to leave.
I was running to my niece's birthday dinner Friday after the show. I needed to get to Rockford by 7:30. Obviously that did not happen in traffic on Friday, and I couldn't walk in empty-handed, so I DoorDashed Molly's cupcakes and a dozen roses from Jewel. And they went and got them for me, and I didn't get charged a delivery fee on either of them because I added the roses or something. And the roses were $12.99, and they were beautiful. So those are the instances where it's like, and when I walked out of the radio station, they were there at the guard desk. I picked them up, got in the car, and went. It's convenience. That's what we're using it for, you know? Not just food, but convenience. And Mary, your time has come. We didn't have time for you to share your story. What kind of fun stuff do you have for us? How can you lighten the mood a little bit? Or
okay, I won't do my serious story.
Do your serious story.
I'll do lighter. So I just read a text that everybody said to watch AGT tonight because of Leo High School.
Yeah.
And the choir. Well, they won't be on tonight because they were on last week, so they were in the quarterfinals, which means they made it to the semifinals. But this is another segment of the quarterfinals tonight.
Okay.
So
boy, this show is long and drawn out.
It lasts forever. So I think there's like two or three quarterfinal shows. So they pick 3 out of 10, you know, and that. And then those 3 advance to the semi. So they won't be performing again until, I believe, September 16th. So okay. I just wanted everybody to know that, because while I was looking this up, I think I have a problem.
Yeah. You want to confess?
I think I have a TV addiction.
No.
Yeah. I wanted to see what shows that I watch are renewed
for the fall.
Do you
watch any good shows that you could actually recommend?
I do. Yeah.
Which one?
A lot of good shows. After looking through this list, there was a list on Rotten Tomatoes, and it just kept going and going and going of all the shows that are renewed. I've watched like 30. Is that a lot?
36 different shows?
Well, what
30,
are some of them
30.
Besides the dancing
okay,
and the performance?
So I watch like some network shows. So I watch like Matlock, which is a really good show. Mm-hmm. And that's the one with Kathy Bates. So I watch that. I watch Abbott Elementary. That's an awesome show. Everybody watches that. Elsbeth, great show. Got to watch Elsbeth. Then I watch, you know, reality shows. I watch AGT a little bit. I watch...
What's AGT? Oh, Got Talent.
Yeah, I watch... Survivor, still watch Survivor. Got to watch Dancing with the Stars. I mean, come on. Then there's Bridgerton.
Mary,
you got to watch Bridgerton.
No, you don't have to watch Dancing with the Stars.
The Diplomat. That was a great show. There's shows that are coming back that you never know when they're coming back.
Yeah,
I don't know
where you find time to do all that. I just don't have the time.
How about the Marlowe Murder Club?
The what?
Marlowe Murder Club.
Oh, there's the Thursday Night Murder Club. Did you watch that movie?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was just on. It's with Helen Mirren.
Mary, Survivor.
Oh, that's what
I can't believe
for.
It's still on. But
it's really good.
Is
Steve.
It still the same like premise
what?
For Survivor? Like they're
yes.
just stranded on.
Except
an
they
island.
Don't eat. They don't eat the weird bugs and stuff. Oh.
So I was looking for the Helen Mirren show, and I ended
yeah.
up with the Marlowe Murder Club, not the Thursday Murder Club.
Well, then there's only murders in the building, so there's a lot of murders going on.
You guys are on air.
But, what?
It's my
He's
time.
He's just reminding you.
Oh. But
I'm
yeah.
glad you, Mary,
yeah.
watch Katrina Come Hell, Come High Water. That
okay.
is a documentary. And it's
add
so
that
good.
To my list.
And the Marlowe
See,
Murder
this
Club.
This is bad.
Yeah, you got a problem.
No, I only watch TV at night. Can I just say that? I don't watch it any other time. I don't watch it during
well,
the day.
You watch
while
the
I'm
Cubs
here.
Game while you're here.
Yeah, well, yeah. but I don't watch TV in the morning at all. I don't watch any TV, except maybe Channel 9. News. You
news,
know,
yeah, you can't.
TV,
see that.
Funny thing. Yeah. But, yeah, so I think I have a problem, and I'm just confessing, but if you need any recommendations, I have a list.
Somebody wants to know if you've watched Naked and Afraid.
No, I don't watch anything that starts with naked. And there's a lot of them.
But you like things that end with naked.
Steve watched that one show, Everyone's Naked. What's that show, Steve?
That's been
I think that's
years
Naked
ago.
And Afraid. I think
no.
that's the,
oh, that was something
Naked
else
Attraction. That-
The one where they leave you in the woods?
No.
And you're
this
naked?
Is, this is Naked Attraction where you...
They just stand in a room, they're all naked, and then the person picks who they want based
right.
off the
well, obviously, you've
traits.
Watched it, Kevin.
Well, Steve gave us a very
I mean,
detailed description of the show a few years ago.
Once I tried out and didn't make it, I stopped watching it.
Were you nervous?
Could
hey,
you,
I'm
could
telling
you tell?
What? We should somebody should start a show with DoorDash drivers because your conversation, Steve, has prompted a lot of DoorDash drivers
really?
To text what they have to go pick up for people who put in orders. I'll share that after the 5:30 news. But my God,
or like
people.
Tampons and stuff.
what?
Yeah. Or
well,
yeah.
I'm sure that's something.
Or vibrators, Mary.
Oh my. Okay.
Yeah. How would you like to be a DoorDash driver and you're having to pick that out? And he sent a picture to his mom going, Mom, look what I got to do.
Well, you can turn it down, can't you?
I think we call those personal massage machines.
Oh my God.
How do you know that, Steve?
Kathy and Judy.
We'll get to that after 5:30. Abrar El-Hidi joins us next. We'll find out what the latest is from the crackdown on sharing Prime with someone else. First, Mary has a check on weather and traffic.